I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The Colorado Springs Fire Department is mourning the loss of Christina Randall, who led the department's wildfire mitigation efforts. Randall died unexpectedly over the weekend while attending a conference in Reno focusing on the wildland-urban interface. That's where forests meet urban areas. Randall spent the last 14 years overseeing the program at the fire department, including risk assessment, community outreach, and fuels management. She was also a member of national committees that looked at fire policies. A recent study suggests the Colorado River could see a 35% flow reduction by the end of the 21st century due to the effects of climate change. 91.5 KRCC's Dana Cronin reports.
The study looked at drought conditions from 2000 to 2014 and found there's already been a 20% drop in the river's flow. Researchers determined a third of that reduction was due to high temperatures rather than decreased precipitation. Lead author on the study, Brad Udall, is a climate research scientist at Colorado State University. He says the amount of water loss surprised him.
In the back of my mind, I knew this was possible, but to tie it all together with the practical reality of what we've seen in recent years is eye-opening.
Udall says water managers should take the study's findings into account when planning for a future with less flow. The study was published in the peer-reviewed journal Water Resources Research. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.
And you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.